Jim Spiri, it's March 28th, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan. I'm with another New Mexico National Guardsman. Sir, please tell me your name.
Ryan Hayworth.
And Ryan, what's your job?
I'm a crew chief, Black Hawk crew chief.
And how long have you been in the New Mexico Guard?
Well, I've been in about, going on 11 years now.
And were you prior service before that?
I was active duty.
So how many you got all together already?
June will make 16.
So like you joined when you were 7 years old is the way I'm calculating it, right?
No, I initially enlisted when I was 17 years old, and I enlisted in the Navy, actually, and I did my first 5 years in the Navy.
And then switched to the Guard?
Yeah, I came straight out of the Navy to New Mexico Guard, so up to Santa Fe to the aviation unit, and I've been there ever since.
And you live in Albuquerque now, is that right?
I live in Rio Rancho.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your experience here as a crew chief here. Now, the crew chiefs that I've been among are kind of like doing not just crew chief work, they're also doing medic work. Tell me about that.
Well, that's absolutely true. Crew chief, basically, we're a mechanic. We keep the aircraft up. We provide overwatch security for the aircraft and the medic while they're on the ground. But once we get the patient on board, the medic's the expert. We're kind of like the nurse. We just hand them what they need and try to get things started and help them out the best we can.
During your deployment here, were you all over the place? Or tell me where you were.
I was. I got into Afghanistan to Camp Dwyer here, and 3 days later they pushed us out to FOB Delaram out in the Farah province. I spent about a month and a half originally out there, came back to Dwyer for a couple of weeks, and then I moved up to Eddy, and I spent almost 5 months at FOB Edinburgh.
Let's talk about your time at FOB Edinburgh, because everybody that I have talked to has used this phrase, it's where the war's at.
Well, that's definitely true. That's where the war's at. I personally liked FOB Edinburgh. It was a small FOB. One of the old, an older pilot came up there, and he looked at it and said, "Wow, this place looks like some place out of Vietnam." And when you talk about going to war, that's the place you think you're going. But we had a small group of people, and we're close, like a family.
I want to ask, would it be fair to say that your 5 months at Eddy was the highlight of your career?
It was definitely probably the most memorable of my career. We did some good work up there. We got to work with some outstanding Marines. We supported the Marine Corps up there, supported the Afghan Army and Afghan Police, and we definitely had the most hands-on experience out of my whole entire career.
When you're flying over that area, does it remind you of New Mexico?
Edinburgh does remind me of New Mexico, a little bit like Las Cruces and down in the Franklins and the Tres Piedras and that area down there. It's in a weird sense, it's kind of beautiful up there. You got the river, it kind of looks like the Rio Grande, and the farmland.
The water's a little bluer, I noticed, and it's kind of interesting. And then they build their farms in what we would call giant arroyos.
That is true. The farms are built down in the arroyos. The water was a little bluer, I think probably a little bit more water than the Rio Grande. It was interesting they would have fishing boats out there and little boats on the river. I always thought that was kind of interesting.
For the listeners that don't really understand what goes on in medevac, talk about what it's like to bring a comrade in arms back to like the STP and his life is saved at the end of the day.
Well, when you pick somebody up and they're pretty badly mangled or messed up, you try not to focus on them as a person. You just try to focus on your job and save their lives. And like I said, I was just like a nurse. I'd hand the medics what they needed and assist the medic the best I could. The medics were probably the true heroes within saving the patients. Probably the best experience is when you're walking around a forward operating base and the Marines come up to you and they say, "Hey, I want to thank you. You guys are awesome. You guys will land anywhere. You'll land in hot LZs, and we love having you guys, and hey, thank you for saving, you either saved my life or my buddy's life last week," and that's a real good feeling. That's what we're out here to do.
I in my own experience, when I hear these three words, medevac, 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 I look at things totally different all of a sudden. I don't know about if I ever heard those three words again, I'm not sure where I'll run to.
Well, that's definitely true. No matter what you're doing, watching TV, eating, or just sitting around on top of the little gun tower up there at Eddy and talking to your buddies, you're medevac, and it's showtime. It's time to break out the varsity glove and go to work.
When did you leave Eddie and come back down to here? Like, how long has it been since you've been to Eddie?
I left Eddie February 18th, so I've been here about a month and a half.
So do you notice the change in op tempo, and do you appreciate that slowing down, so to speak, before you go home? Because the question that I've asked some people, you know, they really enjoy the high op tempo, but then when you have to turn it off, it takes a little time to switch to transition.
At first, I was really resistant about leaving Eddie, because that's where the work's at, that's where the action is, and I like being around the action. But coming down here to Dwyer with a slower op tempo, kind of decompressing before we go home, has been a real nice change. I was fortunate. I'm one of the instructors here, so they brought me back to help out with the RIP process, and I've got to enjoy my time and relax.
Do you have family you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, I do. My wife, Kisa. My daughter, Kate, and my son, Reno.
I like that name, Reno. I like that name.
Yeah, that's all my wife. I think she's watching, Reno Reigns back in the 90s.
Well, I like naming kids. It's a lot of fun, but sometimes they look at you and say, why did you name me that?
Well, Reno thinks he's named after Reno, Nevada, so he thinks he's a gambling name. So
we'll just tell him that, you know. Maybe he'll win us all a lot of money.
I know, he wants to go to Reno, Nevada, so we'll see. We'll see.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with me. You guys really set the bar high. New Mexico has a lot to be proud of. One last thing, how does that make you feel? You know, New Mexico is celebrating its 100-year anniversary of being a state. You kind of represented, you know, not just your country, but your state as well at a real pivotal time in history.
Well, you know, I'm real proud of New Mexico. When I was active duty, I lived in some great places, but I came back home to New Mexico, and that's where I graduated high school. I grew up there. You know, everywhere we go, you see the New Mexico flag flying, you know, around here and at other places, and we're real proud of New Mexico. And
I want to ask you one question before we go. How old are you straight up now?
I'm 32.
Do you remember where you were 10 years ago? Because the name of this project is 10 years later, about 6 months after 9/11. Where were you?
I'd just gotten out of the Navy, and I was transitioning into the New Mexico National Guard, and I was actually on a weekend in Lawrence, Kansas.
Did you think then that 10 years later you'd be involved in doing medevac missions in Afghanistan 10 years later?
Well, I'd hoped it would not have been 10 years later, but after September 11th, I was ready to leave the next day and go do missions in Afghanistan.
Final question, what does the future hold for you? What are your plans?
Well, I'll go home and take my daughter and my kids fishing and kind of relax. I work full-time for the New Mexico Guard, so I'm looking forward to supporting the state of New Mexico and maybe doing some search and rescues at home without people trying to shoot at us.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Hayworth. I really appreciate you taking time out to talk with me, and congratulations on your job here. Well done.
And thank you, Jim. I appreciate you coming out here and interviewing my guys, and you've done a great job in representing New Mexico. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor. This is Jim Sperry, March 28th, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan.